I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 4th. During yesterday's primary, which had few competitive races, lawyer John Deaton was selected to face Senator Elizabeth Warren in November. Voters also chose Republican Robert Burke to challenge Congressman Stephen Lynch, who represents parts of Boston, Quincy, and areas south of the city. Warren, the senior senator from Massachusetts, is running for her third term unopposed in the primary. Three Republicans, Ian Kane of Quincy, John Deaton, and Robert Antonellis, competed to challenge her in November. Kane, Quincy's first black and openly gay president of the city council, announced his bid in April after registering as a Republican in late February. Deaton is a former U.S. Marine and cryptocurrency attorney who recently moved to Massachusetts. Just before 9 last night, the AP said Deaton won the Republican primary with 4% of the votes counted. And by 9 o'clock, he had handily won with 65% of the vote. Antonellis came in with 25%, and Kane garnered 8%. Kane only pulled ahead here in his home city of Quincy, with 41% of the votes over Deaton's 39%. Warren reportedly agreed to two October debates, which Deaton countered by challenging her to five single-issue debates. Lynch, who represents Easton, South Boston, parts of Plymouth and Norfolk counties in the state's 8th district, was elected to Congress in 2001 after a special election. The AP officially called the race for Burke with 77% of the votes counted just after 11 o'clock last night. Just over 18% of Quincy voters cast ballots in yesterday's state primary election. In the race for governor's councilor in District 4, incumbent Chris Iannella topped the vote with 56%, followed by Stacey Borden at 32%, and Ron Iacobucci of Quincy with 11% of the vote. In the Democratic primary for Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Quincy Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona scored 4,730 votes here in Quincy to incumbent Bill O'Donnell's 3,805. However, the countywide results are still not available. There were some irregularities in yesterday's state primary here in Quincy. Police say several ballots had the message "Not Another Bomb" written on them during in-person voting at the Atlantic Middle School and Montclair Elementary School. One of those ballots got stuck in the ballot counting machine at the Atlantic Middle School. Police were able to identify the resident and interview that voter. However, the outcome of that incident is not clear right now. Police say the message was written by a group protesting the war in Gaza. Just over 18% of Quincy voters cast ballots in yesterday's primary. Quincy woman facing murder charges in connection with the shooting death of a Waltham woman in August. 31-year-old Carrie Holman will be arraigned in Waltham District Court on charges of murder. Officers responding to a parking lot next to an apartment building on 2nd Avenue in Waltham at around 11:30 found 24-year-old Zaria Wilcox Ellis of Waltham suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at the scene. 30-year-old Melanie Williams of Waltham was charged with assault and battery. A preliminary investigation indicated Williams was involved in an altercation involving a group of people outside the building, and surveillance video shows her striking Wilcox Ellis. The projectiles recovered matched ballistics evidence from a firearm registered to Holman. Holman was arraigned yesterday in Waltham District Court, and the shooting remains under investigation. A 60-year-old Quincy man charged with breaking into the Domino's Pizza shop in North Quincy early on Monday morning and assaulting an employee. Police say the suspect broke into the Hancock Street shop just after 3 a.m. through a rear entrance and was confronted by an employee. That suspect reportedly attacked the worker, then fled on foot. Police using a canine tracked the suspect to a wooded area where he was arrested. The unidentified man has been charged with a breaking and entering an assault and battery. He was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 626 points. The NASDAQ fell 577. The S&P dropped 119. Asian stocks also tumbled after Wall Street had its worst day since early August, with the heavyweight NVIDIA falling 9.5%, leading to a global decline in chip-related stocks. The dollar was up, the euro rose, and oil is down to $69 a barrel. Sports: Mets beat the Red Sox 7-2. Series continues in New York tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today sunny at a high of 79. For tonight, clear, low 51. Sunday tomorrow, high of 79. Friday, partly cloudy 76, cloudy 75 on Saturday. For the boater, waves about a foot. A west wind at 5 knots becomes southeast later today, high tide 1:05 p.m. Sunrise 6:12, sets at 7:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 4th.